How are we today? You're going to be great by the time you leave here today. Amen? Come on. We've come into the house of the Lord. We didn't come into Joe's house or Fred's house or Pete's house or anybody else's house. We've come into a very special place for a very special reason, because we serve and worship the only true God. Amen? That's why we're here. You know, I know we have a lot going on. It's a beautiful day outside. I know many are thinking, well, today all these things are going to take place. And I want to remind you, even James writes, you know, don't even talk about tomorrow. We don't know what the tomorrow will hold. But we know this much, that God's given us breath and strength in our legs to come into the house of the Lord today. Amen? Amen. Amen. God is not one who win a battle by many or by few. We are here to worship Him. So we're just going to entrust the Holy Spirit will bring us together into worship today. We have some announcements, two announcements. We're going to start off with those today. First of all, if you're interested in providing the Koinonia meal we have Sunday mornings before church, we ask you to please sign up at the Welcome Center. There, once you've signed up, Peggy will put a list together. It'll be posted out there, and you'll know which week is yours. But please, sign that up. We love to eat around this place. Does anybody not love to eat in this place? Come on. I know you all. We love to eat. So just join together in fellowship. That's one more way we can join together in fellowship. And one other thing, but very important, most important, this Thursday, June 18th, 7 p.m., come join us for prayer. Does anybody know there's things going on in our nation right now? Do you know that? I'll just say this, and I won't get into it until I get further into the message here in a little bit after our worship. There's an undercurrent taking place in our nation. You know, you read in Thessalonians where Paul talks about the man of lawlessness coming to the throne of darkness in this world. And you see, and Christ says, lawlessness will abound in the last days. Men's hearts will fail them for fear. So we see that taking place, but I want to let you know that God is the one that wrote the narrative, not the media. God has written the narrative. He has written the beginning and the end, and He knows it. Amen? So, and again, just a little bit here, after we worship shortly, last week I presented and began a message, We All Bleed Red. We all bleed red. And so, you know, those of you that were here, most of you know where that was going. But I will say this, especially the fact that your pastor has a career in law enforcement, you will see things sometimes from my perspective and my experience. I simply ask you this. In fact, we're going to talk about information, but the last point we'll get to today is a matter of what's going to be the transformation. Because I can tell you, it's not information. Information isn't transformative, but it also is important that we know and understand what's taking place in our nation. Amen? So I would say, from my perspective, law enforcement has been dragged through the mud over these last couple weeks by the tragic misdeeds of one person especially. But I'll also say this week I was refreshed because there is a watchmaking company, in fact I need to really name them, if you just give me a moment here. The company is called E-Guard. They're high-end watches. I don't own one, but I may start getting one. Out of nowhere, out of the blue, this week, they presented a video. It's a two-minute video, and I thought, you know what? This brings perspective to our nation. I'm going to ask you, please, give your attention to the screen, and we're going to just watch here, please. When the tech team is ready, let's start that.
Judgment. We know that so many of you are good. We forget how human we are, how human we all are, including you. And that among all this sacrifice, Mistakes can be made. And bad people do exist. We know that a world without you would not be better, but far, far worse. And for that, we thank you. We know how much of your sacrifice goes unnoticed. And we know that the worst of you get the spotlight instead of the best. So many of you have given your lives to protect ours, to keep us safe. We will not stand by and let your work go unnoticed. We will speak truth.
Hashtag speak truth. Last week I touched on the passage from John chapter 3 when Jesus encountered Nicodemus. Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. Truth is not a thing, it's a person, it's Jesus Christ. God is a God of justice and is a God of righteousness. And he wants all men on this earth because he made us from one blood to be treated like we are sons and daughters of the Creator. Amen? Every person, without regard to skin color, class, creed, or condition. From the people that have dark skin, to the people that have white skin, to the men and women that wear the blue and gray uniform, they've been judged unnecessarily and wrongly in our culture. And all I see is that undercurrent trying to perpetuate, and it's not perpetuating love, and that's how I know it's not from God. It's perpetuating hate. So I'm going to ask as the worship team come and prepare to worship, and I'm just going to ask that we, because where I'm going with all this, and that's why I've named the message, we all bleed red. We all bleed red. From the person on the street corner asking for food, to the person at the bank robbing the owner of the bank, to the sons and daughters in schools, to the educators and to the physicians and those in healthcare, and to every person, including the men and women that wear the blue or the gray, we've all been created by our God. Amen? Amen. We all bleed red. So would you please stand? God, right now, we thank you, Father, for our nation. God, we know in times past it's been divided, and in ways it is right now. We see the division. In one time, at the time of the Civil War, much of that was for to ensure the freedom of human beings who were owned as property. But God, thank you for so many to take a stand against that, black, white, and every skin color. I thank you for the church that by and large took a stand against that and needs to continue to stand against any form of racism. Whites against blacks, blacks against whites, whites against Hispanics, Hispanics against whites, non-Jews versus Jews, and Jews versus non-Jews. God, forgive us, dear God, for our petty annoyances and our hatred so many times to people who look differently than we have, who act differently than we have, and who have come from different cultures than we are. Forgive us, God. But God, I will say this. I know that it's not information, it's not hatred that's going to win this battle. There's only one thing that's going to win this battle. It is the praise of praises of the church, of the people across this earth, praising you and praying to you, God, to intercede and intervene in a matter that for centuries, since the creation of man, we haven't been able to deal with correctly. And we're asking you, God, to give this nation love for one another, despite our differences, despite the way we look, despite the way we live, despite the way we even act at times, that we see the person inside that person. May we remember we all bleed red. It's from the blood that was from our Creator. So So God, we bless you. This is how we fight our battles, in praise, in thanksgiving to our God, the one true God, because our God is love. Amen. So we bless you and thank you. This is how we fight our battles, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Sing with us. Put your hands together. Come on. I know you want to, and I know it's early, but forever our God is faithful. Amen. You guys, get together with Vi. Get together with Vi and ask her if God has been faithful to her and her sister. Just get together with her. And I'm talking just recently, in recent days. Praise Jesus. And all of you have testimonies like that. I want to just encourage you. Forever, God is faithful. David was anointed king, but then he's going to go fight this giant. And then when he slays the giant on behalf of King Saul, Saul now is after him for the next almost 20 years, trying to take his life, even though David was anointed rightly by the prophet as the king. But God would always be faithful to David, and David faithful to God, despite the adversity during those intervening years, even though he didn't understand it. Joseph didn't understand it either, but he knew one thing, that my God is faithful. Amen? Amen. So God, we come into the throne room of the kingdom today, of the heavenly throne room of Jesus Christ. Father, we come before the throne asking you, God, to be in our presence today. We've come to worship you. God, all that we do, all that we say, all that we sing, all that we pray, dear God, understand, it's for one person. It's for you and you alone. For you alone are worthy of our praise. I was glad when they said to me, let us go up to the house of the Lord. So, Father, as we approach that holy mountain, may we have a clean heart and clean hands and come into the tent, the tabernacle of God, to worship you in Jesus' name. Amen. Continue to worship with us. This is amazing grace.
Grace, this is unfailing love that thank you for laying your life down for us, God.
praise. We lift your holy name. We rejoice, for our King is here. We're living to proclaim. You've opened heaven's gates. We rejoice, for our King is here. One more time. We worship and we praise. We lift your holy name. We rejoice, for our King is here. We're living to proclaim. You've opened heaven's gates. We rejoice, for our King is here. given me. Jesus, bring new wine out of me. Jesus, bring new wine out of me. Jesus, bring new wine out of me. So make me a vessel.
Praise in all of the glory, God. Lord, we thank you for your presence. God, I've been searching in my mind this morning and just asking you, God, what direction do you want to go? Where do you want to set the stage before the message comes? And what do you want to awaken our hearts to? I feel like this place where we're at right now is where God wants us all to be, more now than ever in his presence. I just feel like I just see the Lord with his hands open. He desires you to come and meet with him, not just today, but every day. He desires you to come into his presence because I feel like he's saying that he has stuff he wants to tell you. He has stuff that he wants to reveal to you, not only about how much he loves you, but there's things that he has in store for you to do. And I keep hearing in my mind what I've been saying so many times over. You got to find your voice. You got to find your voice, because how many of you know that we're being censored? And the enemy is taking advantage of the separation of church and state. He's taking advantage of it because there's been a lie that's been put out there for a long time that it's not our job to get involved in government. There's a separation of church and state. It's bogus. It's a lie. Because I don't know about your Bible, but my Bible says that the government rests upon His shoulders. And if Jesus is living inside of us, then somewhere in the scheme of things, we're designed to bring heaven to earth, even in a governmental form, because Jesus lives inside of us. And whether we're called to serve in the political arena is not... We are called to bring heaven to earth. We are called to release the kingdom. We are called to reveal the Father wherever we go. And by the mere source of our words that we speak, we bring a government. Come on. We bring a government to every sphere of influence that we are called to influence. And I just feel like God is saying, you've got to find your voice. You've got to open your mouth. You've got to open your mouth in praise. You've got to open your mouth in declaration. You've got to open your mouth and speak in the sphere of influence that I have called you to. I remember this account. And it says, after this, Jesus, his mother and brothers and his disciples went to Capernaum and stayed there for a few days. But the time was close for the Jewish Passover to begin, so Jesus walked to Jerusalem. As he went into the temple courtyard, he noticed it was filled with merchants selling oxen, lambs, and doves for exorbitant prices, while others were overcharging as they exchanged currency behind the counters. So Jesus found some rope and made it into a whip. Then he drove out every one of them and their animals from the courtyard of the temple. And he kicked over their tables filled with money, scattering it everywhere. And he shouted at the merchants, "Get these things out of here. Don't you dare make my Father's house into a center for merchandise." That's when his disciples remembered the scripture, "I am consumed with a fiery passion to keep your house pure." Got to understand something, that not only should it be a passion to keep God's house pure, a fiery passion, but where else? Where is the other temple? Where is the other place? It's here. It's us. A fiery passion to keep the temple pure. There was something inside of Jesus that day that when he walked into the house of God, something rose up into him. And yes, he took a whip and drove them out. Now, I'm not encouraging you at all to get violent. Don't hear that. I know you're not. But you never know who's listening online. But there comes a time in our life, and the time is now. The time is now to find your voice. The time is now to take a stand for truth. The generations after us are dependent upon us doing the right thing, upon us taking a stand, upon us fulfilling our role in society wherever God fills us or wherever God sends us. God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that your perfect love would cast out all fear in every person in this house. What should be coming out of our mouth, we curse COVID-19. Don't cower to that thing. Open your mouth and curse that disease in Jesus' name. We have to understand what's behind what's going on. There's a spirit of greed that is driving everything you see. Everything you see is connected to greed. It's connected to power. It's connected to wanting to be in power. Jesus has called us to take dominion over the earth. Jesus has called us to rule and to reign in His power, in His word, in His wisdom being released through us on the earth. Are you hearing me? This is not a time to go hide in your house. And I know you aren't. But when truth is spoken, it should stir you up. It should stir you up inside. We're supposed to stir up the gifts within us. When we pray in the Holy Ghost, it stirs us up. It gives us what we don't even know we need. God is beckoning us to come to Him. He has things for us to do. God, I pray that You awaken the church across this world in Jesus' name. God, I pray for discernment to see through Antifa and to see through other organizations and what's at the root of them. Before we take a stand for these organizations that want nothing for the betterment of the world, but it's about power. If you don't know the truth in this hour, you will be amiss, you will go astray, and you will miss it. And the Word of God says that many will be deceived, that a strong spirit of deception will be released over the world. You got to understand this, and you got to know what's going on. You've got to be informed about what's happening. You can't believe what's on the news. I suggest you turn it off. That's what I suggest. This is a fantastic time to be alive, and we should be encouraged that God has given us a mandate to release heaven to earth right now. This is an amazing time to be alive. It's exciting to proclaim the word of truth. God, I pray right now for the spirit of wisdom and revelation to be released over this house, God. I pray, God, that You stir up the zeal just like Jesus had when He went into the temple. There is a righteous indignation. There is a righteous indignation. And it calls for action on our part. God, I pray that You raise up the churches around the world right now with the word of truth, with the zeal to keep Your house pure, with the zeal to speak the word of God. The only time that Jesus, he said that I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. It's the only time I know that it says anything of the sort. And you know why He said it? It was when He sent out the 70. And they went to every city healing the sick. Did you hear me? They went and they healed the sick. And those that did, and they proclaimed the word of truth. And for those that didn't receive the truth, they shook the dust off their feet and moved on to another city. And when the 70 came back and said to Jesus that even the demons are subject to us, that's when Jesus said, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. They were releasing the power of the kingdom on the earth. There is a personal responsibility that we have to release the kingdom. And if we don't pray for the sick, if we don't pray for people, if we don't release the power of God, we need to get on our knees until we get it, until it comes into our life. Anointing comes on your knees. God, have mercy on this nation. God, forgive us for being asleep and allowing communism to infiltrate our country. And God, I thank You that You have given us the responsibility to speak and to release the kingdom. God, I pray for all of our people that are serving in the political arena. They're up front. I pray for the President of the United States and the First Lady. And I pray, God, that you empower him. I pray, God, for a spirit of wisdom and revelation to come upon him, God. I pray, Lord, that you rise up the prophets and send them into the Oval Office to speak the word of God in this hour. I thank you, God, that President Trump is an ears-to-hear president. That you have given him the desire to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America. That was founded on godly principles. Let's not forget that, folks. Let's not forget that. And he is upholding what God was a part of. Remember that. Lord, I thank you, God, that your word says that the waters will overflow the hiding place, God. And I pray, Lord, that you continue to expose the wicked agendas, God, that have taken root in this nation, Lord. And I thank you, God, that you will make your enemies a footstool. I thank you, God, that you told Joshua to tell his men to put their feet on the neck of their enemies. God, we thank you that you are an amazing God. We thank you, Lord, that we have nothing to fear. We thank you, Jesus, that you said, I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you. And that was the endowment of the Holy Ghost. It was coming, and he wasn't leaving us as orphans. So God, I pray that you put a heart's cry in us, Lord, to cry out for the endowment, a fresh infilling, a fresh outpouring, fresh oil, God. God, I just thank you, Lord. I thank you, God, that you love us so much that we can look right past what's going on. We're not going to say God's in control. God's in control if we give it to him. But he will allow things to happen if we don't do something. He will allow us to go as far into the pit as we want to go. But he's given us a way out. God, I thank you that you don't bypass us even. That you want us to cry out to you. So Lord, I just bless the word coming forth this morning. I bless, God, what you have laid on my husband's heart. God, I pray for wisdom. I pray for the Holy Spirit application. I pray for seeds to be planted and seeds to be watered. That when we go out of here, it's not just wait till next week. But there's just an unction, there's a desire to come into your presence. Lord, we love you. We want assignments. Can you say that? I want an assignment. Now say it like you mean it. God, I want an assignment from you. Thank you that you never give up on us. I just pray that your presence just saturate us this morning, God. Make it really hard for us to say no. In Jesus' name, amen.
Please be seated.